There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You've been talking to the director, Lynn Ramsey, this afternoon, which we're going to hear more from at some point, I guess. Or you've heard from Lynn Ramsey, I should say, NLT. But let's also hear from the star of the movie, Joaquin Phoenix. Danny, what's he been talking about?
Well, he stars as Joe in the film, and he explains what makes the film so fascinating.
I think what's maybe interesting about this film for a genre film is that really, the girl is ultimately the one that saves herself. And so it's not about, like, man coming in and kind of saving the girl. And so I think that's something that we kind of played with that evolved as the story, kind of as the filming process went on.
Okay, so obviously he's a superstar, isn't he? He's been in so many big movies. He's one of the most recognizable faces in the film industry. But he also elaborated on how, despite his experience that he's had, the extensive background that he's got, filming this movie was quite unique.
Nothing really felt fixed. We kind of had this rule where we said, like, a scene isn't just a scene. Like, this isn't just a scene about driving to this store or buying this thing or whatever it is. It could also be this. And so we would try different versions of things. And so I think it probably helped that there was an uncertainty of how the day was going to unfold. And there's something really exciting about that. And I think it makes everybody stay really focused and work really hard, because sometimes when you have a script that's perfectly kind of laid out and you go, oh, well, we're just shooting this scene and that scene, everyone kind of just settles into their job, and there wasn't that feeling on this set. There was no just, this is your job, and we just show up and do this. I think we were always trying to uncover something else.
And Joaquin Phoenix, I guess, is the star pearl in that film. It's directed by Lynn Ramsey. You'll know her from We Need to Talk About Kevin. She's had a bit of a break from directing, 4 years off, and has come back with this. And I guess her sort of mentality is to focus on things that are maybe a little bit dark, involving young people, young adults. And that's where she sort of focuses her attention. And the cinematography behind that kind of reflects the fact that it's a dark film. I managed to catch up with Ekaterina Samsonov. She plays Nina in the film. It's worth remembering, she's opposite Joaquin Phoenix, and she's only 14 years old.
I don't get intimidated by it. I mean, I just, you know, when I first met Lynn, I mean, she was really nice. It was at her house for a director's callback.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was, you know, and she was really nice. And when I met Joaquin, too, I just, you know, like, when we first saw each other, like, it was a chemistry read.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was at his place, too. So his dog was there and everything. And, like, I met his dog, and the dog just, like, licking my face and everything and jumping up on me. His dog is awesome. But, you know, I got to know them, and I talked to them a lot. But, you know, they're super nice to me, and we were always, like, goofing around on set together.
And just for people that might not know, tell them what a chemistry read is.
A chemistry read is when, like, if someone like Joaquin is playing, he's gonna be involved in casting of a character because he wants to be connected with her. So he wanted to meet the girls to make sure that he would like them.
You're spending a lot of time together, right?
Yeah, and you know, it's such a hard movie that, like, it's important that you feel comfortable with, like, the person that you're being there with, you know, that you're spending so much time with, especially in such a dark film.
And I guess you have to kind of keep reminding yourself that you're 14, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 14.
So it's kind of it's a big role to take on for someone that's 14. It's quite dark in places.
I think I was 13 during the filming, actually. But yeah, it was a very, very dark film. When I first read the script, I mean, I wanted to go in for it, and my mom told me that I had to, because she was like, it's Joaquin Phoenix, you have to audition for it. And the morning that I auditioned for it, I was so, like, sick, too, and everything. I didn't want to audition for the movie, even, because, you know, I just so out of it. But I'm happy that I went in. It was a very cool script, though. I really liked it, so.
I think it's brilliant, though, that your mom is like, yeah, it might be a bit dark, but you have to do this film. It's really important.
Yeah, I mean, like, she wouldn't push me into something that I wasn't comfortable with, and, you know, I felt comfortable with the script and everything, so, you know, like, once she told me, she was like, it's Joaquin Phoenix, like, you're gonna at least, like, go and try, you know, like, she won't push me to anything that, like, you know, I feel, like, too uncomfortable with, but, you know, she definitely pushes me
where I need it. And just finally, we mentioned it a little bit a minute ago. I mean, you're going to be at the gala screening tonight. Do you ever get used to walking the red carpet and doing all these interviews and having to get the nice clothes on? Or is that something you're still a bit like pinch yourself with?
I don't think I'm ever going to get used to this. Because, like, I mean, it's just so unbelievable. This is only going to be my second red carpet because I walked my first red carpet when I was in Cannes.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is unbelievably crazy.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.